This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
In my hot seat today is a very special guest from a very interesting and important player in the cybersecurity market. Dean Nichols is the Vice President of Global Marketing, none other than Jumio. Dean, welcome.
Thank you.
So there's a big issue in this world. There's an old cartoon one of my friends has on the refrigerator. On the internet, no one knows if you're a dog, right? Who knows who's who? Can Jumio help solve that problem, especially if someone's trying to do online banking, or maybe they're on a dating site, or maybe they're on Amazon buying goods? I mean, how do I know it's really you, the customer, not someone who stole your identity?
That's exactly why our business was created, to solve that problem, to figure out, are you who you say you are?
How do you figure that out?
So the way we don't do it is we don't ask for questions about what's your mother's maiden name, or what's your first car, right? That's known as knowledge-based authentication. We don't ping databases like credit bureaus. What we do instead is, when you go to sign up for a new service or a new online banking account, we're gonna say, Gary, show us your driver's license or your passport. Take a picture of that with your smartphone or with your webcam. We're gonna make sure that ID is valid and legitimate and hasn't been tampered with or photoshopped. The next thing we're gonna do is have you take a selfie. And what we do then is we compare the selfie, the picture of the selfie, to the picture on the government-issued ID, and make sure it's a match. Now, embedded in there is some liveness detection, a lot of other fancy technology. And then within a minute, we can tell you that this is, in fact, Gary. And then the bank or the sharing economy side or whoever that might be can then issue you your account.
So this is not OCR, optical character recognition. This is like people recognition.
Right, but it does involve some OCR. It involves computer vision, involves AI, machine learning,
facial recognition,
mm-hmm.
and biometrics.
Biometrics, yeah.
What else? You doing anything else? Geolocating my phone? some of this is private, some of it is public knowledge.
It's all private. So as you're logging into that account, let's just take an example of a bank account, right? So you follow those steps that I outlined. What we're doing is, where the OCR and the computer vision comes in is, if it's a California driver's license, we know there's 25 different flavors of California driver's license. We're going to make sure that all the security features are in place. We're going to extract data via OCR and computer vision. And then we're going to leverage machine learning and AI to make sure that ID is, in fact, legitimate and it hasn't been doctored, right?
Very cool. Now, are you doing this through a connection in the cloud, so I don't have to download software? Or are you downloading an agent to my phone or my tablet or my laptop?
It's all done typically via mobile SDK. Right, if it's embedded within an app, which mm-hmm. it often is. Sometimes it's done via a webcam, mm-hmm. right? And then sometimes it's done even via API. But the best experience and where we get the most accuracy is out of the mobile experience. And the reason for that is the camera quality on phones is such high quality that when it captures that ID and that selfie, it's at a pretty high resolution and allows us to do a much better job.
I see, so 12 megapixels or so nowadays is normal.
Right.
That's a lot of data.
That's right.
And so you're creating a unique identifier for me. And where are you're storing it somewhere?
So it's stored within our environment, right? Or can be on the customer's environment so they can choose, right? And so now what we do is then after we assess all of that data, we say that the government, the ID is valid, the selfie is valid, and there isn't fraud, mm-hmm. we would then return a yes or no decision back to the bank in the example I gave. Right, the bank might look at other bits of information to fully assess whether or not they're going to give you that account or give you a loan. Right.
But you're guaranteeing the ID of the individual at this device
right.
is me.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Correct. And Jumio is being deployed all over the globe, or just in the U.S.?
All over the globe.
And you've learned things about identifiers in other countries.
We have, and so we deal with about 3,300 different kinds of ideas across the globe.
Really?
We deal in over 200 different countries.
Wow.
And so for a lot of companies, say it's based in San Francisco, they are also going multinational. They also want to bring on customers around the globe. So if someone provides them a Tibet driver's license or a passport, they need to make sure that their vendor can provide that and make sure they can recognize a valid Tibetan ID.
That's fantastic.
Right.
You could actually do that.
Right.
So in these disruptive markets where personal identities are part of a new form of commerce,
right.
you guys can help solve that
Absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you want to share with our viewers or listeners that you haven't about Jumio?
Well, I think one thing that's is new and that we just launched over the last couple of weeks is something called Jumio Authentication. And that's kind of a very cool product. As I mentioned, we're often involved up front when the accounts are being created. And these companies, whether you're Coinbase, or you're a big sharing economy company, or you're HSBC, again, they want to make sure that you are who you say you are. Once you're onboarded, right, what do you do now if there's a high-risk transaction? So now we go from the world of identity proofing to the world of authentication. Mm. And historically, the technologies used by both are completely disparate, right? So they use one set of technologies for onboarding. They use a different set of technologies for authentication, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of companies have come to us and said, how can you bring those worlds together?
Put it together. Reduce risk.
Right, and this is where biometrics plays a role. I mentioned a little bit about liveness detection, right? Now, one of the things that we've done, we work with a company called FaceTech. And during that picture process of taking a selfie, we're actually taking a video. And what we do during that video is we're making sure that Gary is physically present in front of the camera, as opposed to being spoofed by
a
fraudster.
Holding up a picture.
Right, holding a picture or even using a video. Mm-hmm. I mean, I may have been able to take a video from your previous shows and say, I'm Gary, here's a video of me talking.
But you'll notice some issues related to the resolution and the motion.
Right, and so what we do during that, so not only are we doing that comparison between the selfie and the making sure the ID is valid and making sure the pictures are matching, now what we're doing is make sure the person's physically present and we're creating a 3D face map.
That's phenomenal.
And then now that we have the 3D face map, what that enables us to do is, let's say 3 months from now, you've created that online account, that banking account. You now all of a sudden have a $15,000 wire transfer to the Cayman Islands. That's a little bit, I'm assuming that's a little bit atypical for your banking behavior.
No, I do 50 a week.
50 a week, okay.
Yeah, over to the Cayman. Okay. I'll meet you there.
Okay, so let's assume it's a 250K transaction.
That would be odd. Yeah.
Okay. So what the banks can decide to do is they can say, this is a bit out of character for Gary. We're going to say, Gary, take a quick selfie, literally within seconds.
A refresh. Is it really me?
Compare it to the one that we took when you enrolled in the account, and say these 3D face maps now are completely identical. They match, and we're looking at the facial features and how close your eyes are to your nose, et cetera.
Wow.
And instead of asking for your mother's maiden name or your first car,
which is all stolen and hacked, because you know medical record breaches, it's all in there.
Right. Well,
the fulls, it's all
over
the dark web.
Exactly. And yeah. So this is now leveraging biometrics and liveness detection to say, this is in fact Gary.
So this real-time identification and kind of reauthorization,
right.
Proof that it's me yet again.
Right, and there's even
dramatically reduces risk.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, it's a lot of people are adopting biometric authentication and verification, not only because it's easier, but it's actually faster than KBA. It's a better user experience, and you don't have to remember passwords.
That sounds great.
Right, so and another, even I think a more exciting use case is imagine a rental car, right? So people, some of these rental car companies may think about how can we reduce the lines at the airports. So you just arrived in San Francisco, you're gonna go pick up your luxury sedan, right? So instead of waiting in a line, imagine just providing a selfie and doing that face authentication, comparing it to the one that we have when you created the account. It'll tell you, go to slot A3.
Oh, I like this even for hotel door access.
Same
Instead
idea.
Of waiting in line at the hotel, the bigger the hotel, the longer the line's laid.
That's right. And so it empowers a lot of these new use cases that go beyond just simple authentication.
So Jumio is really disruptive in identification and risk reduction.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, in fact, I think 2 weeks ago, we were listed in the Fast Company's Top 50, Most Innovative Company, so a little plug there. And so we're in some pretty heady company, and so that speaks to some of the innovation that we've been doing.
Sounds great. Dean, where do you want our viewers to go and our listeners?
Go to Jumio.com and learn more.
Learn more. Okay. Folks, you heard it here. Jumio is a little bit ahead of the curve on helping reduce risk with a new way of doing identity management with facial recognition and other features you might not have thought about before. And if you're in banking or all these other industries we talked about, you've got to check out Jumio and check them out today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.